Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
It is 8:55 on a Tuesday morning, and it is time for this segment brought to us by The Bomb Factory. But as you know, because of CDC guidelines and the new Dallas County ordinance as issued by Country Strong Clay Jenkins yesterday, all of these shows have been canceled. So this week, this segment is what would have been the biggest show coming to town this week had it not been canceled.
Okay.
So we have eight candidates for the title, what would have been the biggest show coming to town this week had it not been canceled by COVID-19. So we're going to run through these eight candidates, all of which have been canceled, and then we'll vote on which we think would have been the biggest show coming to town this week.
Okay.
All right, candidate number one, and George, we're putting this on the list to give you a chance at a do-over. Tonight, they would have been performing at the American Airlines Center, the third show on their Hotel California tour, the Eagles. Now, George made a massive mistake 2 weeks ago when he voted for Midland over the Eagles. So we're just putting them on here to give you a do-over chance.
Stand by my pick that week. Yes, the Eagles' body of work, much more significant than Midland, but it's the biggest show coming to town. Circles that I run in, I knew Midland was coming to town. I didn't even know the Eagles were coming to town. They've come to town 487 times.
But couldn't you make the argument that three sold-out shows at the American Airlines Center trumps a show at Billy Bob's?
They did two shows at Billy Bob's.
Okay, couldn't you make the argument three sold-out shows at the American Airlines Center for probably the most legendary American rock band trumps two shows by Midland at Billy Bob's?
Normally, yes. Yeah. Normally, yes, and I usually give a nod to the legendary band, but this time I voted a little bit differently, a little next level of what's more current.
Oh, it's next level.
Yeah,
oh,
next he's level. Going next okay. level on us.
So Giant sold-out shows are not current?
That's, well, yes.
Giant
that's
sold-out right. shows at Billy Bob's.
Go a level. Take the biggest show coming in town, go a level down, and that's the next level.
More relevant music right now?
How many people do you squeeze into Billy
Midland.
Bob's?
5,000.
Okay, so 60,000 versus 10,000.
Close.
Yeah, real close.
All right, so we're putting them on there as a do-over opportunity for you.
But again, I didn't know they were coming to town until you told me.
That's right. Biggest show coming to town this week. That's what this segment is for.
That's right. Until we did our job well.
You didn't know.
There you go.
All right, candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Had it not been canceled. Wednesday night, they were going to perform at the House of Blues. Keen.
I like them. And heard from them in a while.
I know three songs of theirs, and I love them. I knew the pathway. Crank it, Jer. Back of my hand. I felt the earth. Isn't this lead singer always going into rehab?
Yeah, Tom.
They broke up for a while, didn't they?
Tom Chaplin did have a couple of stints in rehab, and yes, they did break up for a little bit, but they're back together now.
They've been a good shoe.
What's their other big hit?
They've had a lot of them.
People used to tell me that this lead singer reminded them of me.
Looks or sounds?
The way he looked. Kind of a doughy white guy, I guess. It's a very unstable band. I think that they have three members.
Yes.
Giorgio, have you seen the instrumentation of this band?
They don't have a bass,
it's been a while.
So
they?
Three members. What do you normally associate with a trio? You usually have a guitar player, a bassist, a drummer, and one of them sings.
Right.
This is a drummer, a keyboard player, and a lead singer that doesn't play an instrument. It's so
that
unstable.
Is weird. It's understaffed.
Mm-hmm. Very understaffed. It fit well with Fox 4's morning show.
They had to tour with like a bass player, wouldn't they?
No, I think the keyboard player
just played all the bass.
Yeah, plays the bass parts.
Mm. It's a great full
play
sound.
Play the other one.
Put out.
Play their other hit, Jared. It's another song I think I like better than this. There it is. Yeah,
it's a great song too.
See, I can't help but move to this one.
I saw them when they came through here probably 10 years ago. Great show.
And was the lead singer doughy and drunk?
That may have been on their first album tour, so they didn't even have a whole lot from their catalog to play, but it was a great show. All right, that's Canada 2, biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled. Keen.
Such a great song.
It is a great song. Canada 3, biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled. It was going to be Wednesday night at the Bomb Factory. Alan Parsons from the Alan Parsons Project.
And at 6'6 from North Carolina, number 23, Michael Jordan.
Is this Right Now by Van Halen?
No.
No.
Bulls were the first one to do this, weren't they?
I think
Use
so.
Use this for intro?
Yep.
Gosh, cheers.
So great. It's going to take you
kind
a while.
Kind of a slow build up, but okay.
It's a great song.
It was always Scotty first.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how you should always do it in basketball. You introduce the number two star on your team as the first guy introduced. Mm-hmm. Then you go through the next three. Then your superstar is the last guy.
And then the trail off for the head coach.
Yes.
So yeah, this reminds me.
Bill Jackson and the Chicago Bulls.
The trainer is somebody spare.
I can't find it. Too lazy.
Can't find it.
All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, big show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled. They were going to play at Southside on Friday night. Kill Switch Engage.
Yes.
Oh, boy, Cat would have been all over this. I had to ride all the way to the L.A. airport once with Kat from training camp, and he made a pitch for this group. And I have to say, not bad.
Yes.
I don't know which is my favorite album of theirs. It could be Alive or Just Breathing. It could be As Daylight Dies. It could be Disarm the Descent.
That's what this is, Jer, the previous one?
This is My Curse from As Daylight Dies.
It could be Incarnate, or it could be Atonement. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's not bad, though. Like, I didn't go home and listen to it after Kat gave me the pitch, but I could. I could Jeez. Listen to this.
You can see the stars skating on the ice.
Yeah.
Pre-game.
Yeah.
Like your Dallas Stars. Music to clean up a murder scene.
All right, when they come back, I'll go with Kat.
All right, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled due to COVID-19. He would have performed Friday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Brad Paisley.
She's a yellow pair of running shoes. Holy pair of jeans.
No, leave him alone. Yeah, leave him alone. It's a fine song. He's great. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. I tell you my story. I saw him before stardom at Tootsie's in Nashville.
Now I don't believe this story.
Okay, well, don't believe the story.
Yeah, you told that story.
It was right before he hit, and I just remember thinking, okay, is he one of 500 lead singers who can also play guitar like that in Nashville, or is this guy going to be big time? Because he was great. I watched
his
whole set.
Why did you see him? Like, did you just wander into a bar, or did some friend say, hey, you ought to see this local guy?
No, we went to Tootsie's because it's a world-famous place, and we were in Nashville.
And he just happened to be the guy playing there that night?
Yeah, just happened to be. We had no idea. And he was playing downstairs.
What year was
this? 96?
Gordo, you'll like this note. So he married Kimberly Williams from Father of the Bride. They have two kids, two sons named Huck and Jasper.
Golly.
That's an amazing, ironic note.
Huck. Amazing and ironic.
Who is named Huck? And Jasper.
I have an opinion.
Jasper or two.
Here's a hot sports opinion. Not that great a guitarist.
Okay. You're trying to draw me off sides, and I'm not going to jump. You know he's one of the best players in country music.
Yeah,
he's
incredible.
If not the best player in country music right now.
He's incredible. And I think he was the guy that did the tribute to Jerry Reed on the Grammys the year that Jerry died.
I believe it. He could play it.
All right, candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled due to COVID-19. Saturday at the Windstar, Adam Sandler was going to perform.
Oh, yeah. It's like a, oh, yeah.
Leave him alone.
I'm living
Hawking. Thank God for Adam Sandler. Like he's giving us a lot of comedy.
And then sometimes I'll talk like this.
And then other times I talk like this. I can't hear a thing you're saying. What'd you say,
his
Sean?
Netflix special is really funny.
Oh, yeah, it's really
funny. I need to watch that.
He's got to, oh, it's got a Hawking.
He was funny on Saturday Night Live. He's given us awesome movies like Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, but yeah, Billy Madison.
He's great.
So
his
later,
latest film is really good, Uncut Gems.
Later this week, I'm going to review Uncut Gems because I watched it on Saturday.
Oh,
I need
wait.
To see that. Should I watch it?
I can give you a 5-word review before I give you the full review.
Okay.
Do not waste your time.
No! Really? The reviews were off the charts.
I hated it.
Good. Thank you for saying that.
I hate it.
I'm about to hit you with a 2x4.
And I'll tell you why it's a complete waste of your time, unless you're of a certain mindset. I'll tell you why it's a complete waste of your time at a time of my choice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't bother.
So I got to waste time waiting around.
I'll give you a 3-word review. Do not bother.
Thanks for the tip. I was going to watch it tonight.
Mr. Deeds, Waterboy.
I'll give you a 2-word review.
Waterboy!
Forget it.
Looking Jew.
See there?
I'll give you a 1-word review. No.
Yeah.
Click. You ever seen Click? That was good.
And I love Adam Sandler.
51st Dates, okay.
I've interviewed him. Shook and did his hand. Do you know of all the famous people that I've interviewed? There's only one that I have not shaken to their hand.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Doesn't shake hands, eh?
Does not shake hands.
I shook his hand.
Yeah, I know. Somehow Junior scored a handshake.
Because I'm genius.
Gosh.
All right, Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled, Saturday night as well. He was going to perform at the House of Blues, Buddy Guy, very generic name.
Yes, he is a genius, a classic.
I think I saw an agent just walk by.
Got the treble turned down there a little bit, all right.
The gates of heaven must be open. I think I saw an angel just walk by.
Damn, he's 83.
Is he back that?
I heard a blind man scream and say,
this is the great Buddy Guy.
This is greatness.
And he's 83. Still touring.
The Stones have played with him a lot. Have you seen the footage of the night at the club in Chicago where they go in there? This is like late 70s. And he calls them up on stage to do a song with
them. No.
It's great. Especially how Mick and Keith walk on the table to get up to the stage smoking cigarettes.
Everybody.
Buddy Guy's parents were sharecroppers when he was a little boy, and they picked cotton for $2.50 per 100 pounds. You know how much you have to pick to get 100 pounds of it? $2.50. He grew up dirt poor.
Unbelievable. Grew up, though, to win 8 Grammys, named on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time list, number 23 on that list. He's in basically every blues and rock Hall of Fame you can be in.
Yeah, and this is going to be my last time to really see him. Don't know how often he'll be coming through town. And that dang coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, candidate number 8, biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled. They were going to play Saturday at the American Airlines Center, Dan and Shay.
I can still shut down the party.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Shay.
It's a big country duo.
And together we are.
They played at the Outdoor Classic along with Midland.
I can drink whiskey.
Quit with the Midland.
Well, that's who played it.
See, this guy's real generic sounding to me right here.
Yeah, everything sounds generic to you.
No, that's not true at all.
Just about. I think they're right.
Like
a nice
Chris
melody.
Stapleton, that guy does not sound generic at all. Who's the Turtles All the Way Down guy?
Sturgill Simpson. Yeah.
Incredible sounding. Yeah. Not generic at all.
Yeah, I guess you could put a little bit of a generic label on it. I think they write a nice melody. They've won a ton the last couple of years.
All right, let's vote.
What's the biggest show that would have been coming to town?
What do we think is the biggest show coming to town this week, had it not been canceled? Is it Candidate 1, tonight, would be at the American Airlines Center, the Eagles. Candidate 2 would have been Wednesday night at the House of Blues, Keene. Candidate 3 would have been Wednesday at the Bomb Factory, Alan Parsons. Candidate 4 would have been Friday at Southside, Killswitch Engage. Candidate 5 would have been Friday at the Windstar, Brad Paisley. Candidate 6 would have been Saturday at the Windstar, Adam Sandler. Candidate 7 would have been Saturday at the House of Blues, Buddy Guy. Or Candidate 8 would have been Saturday at the AAC, Dan and Shay, George.
Okay, they were already here just two weeks ago.
Here he goes.
Somehow he's going to
get it.
Just so everyone knows, Eagles. Are you one of these Eagles
just
haters, people?
No, I love the Eagles.
There's a fashionable opinion.
No, I have defended them for 26 years. So we're trying to all get along now in these tough times. I'll vote the Eagles just so we can all get along.
Okay.
All right.
George is growing up before our very eyes.
There's a lot more relevant music that would have been coming to town, but I will vote for the Eagles.
So Paul McCartney's coming to town, and Midland happens to be playing at some honky-tonk.
Different.
He votes
Midland. Why is that different?
Yeah. How is that different?
How is Paul relevant?
Because he's Paul.
Well, the Eagles are the Eagles.
I just voted for him, you moron. Who
cares? Yeah, but you're saying that the Eagles and Paul McCartney aren't relevant.
I voted for who you wanted me to vote for, so it's your turn now.
No, you voted properly.
Well, okay, no, I voted properly.
I'm going to vote Midland. I'm surprised that they're...
Yeah, see, don't even count his
George
vote.
George isn't giving them any love this week.
He votes incorrectly every week.
How can you ignore Midland?
Why are you sliding Midland?
Because we free pass Gordo for everything. Oh, yeah, well, Gordon didn't know it was Guys Night Out. Night, so it's okay, whatever. But he wants to vote for Midland, not even... Oh,
when Gordon has to do with Guys Night
Gordon
Out.
Has a spare
You're such
vote.
A funny guy, that's fine.
When Gordon has a spare vote, it's out of comedy. When you have a spare vote, it's out of plugola payola.
That's right.
It's a huge...
Yours is violating laws.
There's a huge difference.
Payola plugola.
I'm glad to know that special exemption Gordo's still alive in 2020.
Gordon, would you like to vote?
Wow, such a violent vote. Democracy's so messy. I'm going to vote for Buddy Guy.
All right.
Don't you realize how great the Eagles are?
Why is Julia Child now all of a sudden?
Sean?
I guess the Eagles.
Hello!
This is Doubtfire.
Jer.
It's the Beagles.
Oh. Fernando.
Eagles.
Yeah. Yes, I'm voting for the Eagles. So 5-1. Biggest show coming to town this week. Had it not been canceled, would have been round 3 of the Hotel California tour, the Eagles at the American Airlines Center. Not sure what we're doing next week, but tune in.
Never know. All right, what's next in the corner?
Big changes at the ticket next.